All that you have done, I will thank you. And all that you are going to do, God is going to do something new in our lives. How many of you believe that? Can you lift up your hands and say, Lord, I thank you for what you're going to do in my life. എന്റെ ജീവിതത്തിൽ ചെയ്യാൻ പോകുന്ന നന്മകളെ ഓർത്ത് കർത്താവെ, ഞാൻ മുൻപേ തന്നെ കർത്താവിനെ സ്തുതിക്കുന്നു. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. I praise you and I thank you for all that you're going to do, Father. Ubakashebemekada. Lord, as we are in your presence, bless us this morning. Help us to hear from you, Father. Thank you for this time. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. As you remain standing, I want you to open your Bibles to the book of Joshua. Open your Bibles to the book of Joshua. Chapter 1. We are going to read again Joshua chapter 1, the first 9 verses, and I will tell you why I am again starting on this. Joshua chapter 1. We are going to start a new series of sermons called Life Lessons from Joshua. We are going to learn some very, very important things that Joshua teaches us, and this morning is just a start of that series of sermons that I want to bring before you, if God wills. You know that I am preaching in the church after a space of 4 weeks, and I thank God for leading me through a valley where I could sit back and think about who God is and who I am. Many times we think we are somebody, but God tells us that we have to trust Him more. So open to the book of Joshua chapter 1. Please read in your own version. നിങ്ങൾക്ക് ഏത് ബൈബിളാണ് കൂടുതലുള്ള, മലയാളം, തമിഴ്, വിച്ച് എവർ ലാംഗ്വേജ്, പ്ലീസ് റീഡ് സോ യു അണ്ടർസ്റ്റാൻഡ് വാട്ട് വി ആർ റീഡിംഗ് ദിസ് മോർണിംഗ്. ജോഷുവ ചാപ്റ്റർ 1 വേഴ്സസ് 1 ടു 9. ആഫ്റ്റർ ദ ഡെത്ത് ഓഫ് മോസസ് ദ സെർവന്റ് ഓഫ് ദ ലോർഡ്, ഇറ്റ് കെയിം ടു പാസ് ദാറ്റ് ദ ലോർഡ് സ്പോക്ക് ടു ജോഷുവ ദ സൺ ഓഫ് നൻ, മോസസ് അസിസ്റ്റന്റ്, സെയിങ്, മോസസ് മൈ സെർവന്റ് ഈസ് ഡെഡ്, ദെയർഫോർ അറൈസ്, go over this Jordan, you and all the people of the land which I am giving to them, the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites and the great sea, towards the going down of the sun, shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and of good courage, for the people shall divide, you shall divide as an inheritance for the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Praise God. Amen. Can you shake your neighbor's hand and say, be strong and of good courage? And take your seat. Be strong and of good courage. Amen. That is the title for us today. Be strong and of good courage. Please take a seat. Thank you all, and we will finish up in time. I know the food is on its way. You don't have to rush back home to prepare food, because we will have a fellowship lunch at the end of this meeting. I just want you to sit and relax and listen to God's word. Today God wants to speak to you. If you recall, my last sermon about 4 weeks ago was on April the 30th. When I spoke about being transformed in our perception, you remember I showed you a glass that is half full, and I told you, what do you see in this glass? You can see it either half full or half empty. And I spoke about how we need to be transformed in our perception, that we will perceive things that happen in our life according to God's plan. And then I took the example of Apostle Paul and the trials that came about in his life, which he referred to as a thorn in the flesh. Three times Paul prayed to God, "Lord, take away the thorn." God would not take it. God instead said, "My grace is sufficient for you. My strength is made perfect in your weakness." So I exhorted you in that sermon to trust in God's grace and God's strength as you serve God in whatever capacity that you are going through. Maybe you go through a difficult time. You need to serve God, because the more weaker you are, the more the strength of God will fill your life. The more the grace of God will overpower you, so you will be more strong than you are weak. Praise God. I didn't know that the next day I'm going to have a heart attack, which is exactly what I had. And the Lord reminded me of the sermon that I preached here, and he said, "Son, this was me speaking to you as well. You need to trust in me, because I've got greater things in store for your future." Amen? Amen. Praise God. So I'm not totally troubled by this, but I know that God is working something in my life as well. But after after that Sunday, we heard from our brothers, Brother Philip and Brother Kamal, three consecutive Sundays, which was kind of going forward from where I stopped. The first Sunday we heard from Brother Philip about why you should not fear, why you should not be afraid, because God has a plan for your life. And the Sunday after that, you heard from Brother Kamal about how to look forward for a breakthrough that God is going to bring in your life. Look for a breakthrough, because God has a great plan in store for you. And the last Sunday, if you were here, you remember how Brother Philip preached about how to hear the voice of God. How to hear God speaking to you. Because it's only when you're absolutely still that God can start talking to you. Many times our lives are so busy in our activities, running around like a chicken with the head cut off, we don't have time to listen to the voice of God. But God wants to talk to us. And we need to hear His voice. His voice sometimes comes as the still, small voice. Elijah was in the backside of a desert, in a cave, running from a woman, when God decided to speak to Elijah. He did not talk to Elijah through a wind or through a fire, but God spoke to Elijah in a still, small voice. And God gave Elijah the steps that he needed to do in his ministry. How he has to anoint two kings and a prophet after him to do the ministry for him. He heard the voice of God in the backside of a desert, where God said, "You are not done. You are not going to die, but you are going to live. And you are not going to take away your life as a suicide. But I'm going to send my heavenly chariots, and I'm going to take you to heaven, and you're not going to die upon this earth." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Many times we think we are limited in our thinking capacity, but God says, "My thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways." Amen. We need to understand what God's plan for us in our life is. And sometimes God says, "Be still and know that I am God." This morning, for those who came to the Sunday school, one thing that struck me was when Sandesh spoke about prayer. I was paying attention to all the kids that they were saying. He said, "Prayer is not only talking to God. Prayer is also listening from God. Prayer is a conversation that you have with God, where you don't only talk all the time." Many times we talk and talk and talk, and we don't stop talking to hear what God is speaking back to us. ഈ ദിവസങ്ങളിൽ നമ്മൾ ദൈവത്തിന് നമ്മൾ കേൾക്കണം. ദൈവത്തിന്റെ ആലോചന നമ്മൾ കേൾക്കണം. God has to speak to you. God wants to tell you some things in your life that He wants to reveal to you. You need to open your ears.
Not keep on speaking and speaking and speaking. Take some rest. On Friday, I went for my first rehab in the heart clinic, Heart Success Clinic. After all the running and the treadmill and the elliptical bike, we had a relaxation exercise where we all got through in a room. We were all told to close our eyes. So we all closed and we sat in our own seats. And then there was a tape that was put on where the person speaking says, "Now, I want to start concentrating on the breathing that you are breathing right now. I want you to think about the breathing in and the breathing out. And I want you to think." And we all were still and we were concentrating on breathing, and we could hear the sound of our breathing as we were breathing in and breathing out. And then he told us, he led us through an exercise that we could relax. And sitting there, I thought, Lord, how much we need this in our life. How much sometimes we need to just sit in your presence and open and say, "Lord, speak, I am ready to listen to you." Sometimes we need it, brothers and sisters. In the midst of our busy life, when we are all on the Facebook and on the Instagram and the Twitter and the Snapchat and the texting and the TV and the computer, I want you to sometimes take a few moments and listen to God who has to speak to you something in your life. Hallelujah. 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 So coming back to last Sunday, at the end of the sermon, Brother Philip told us to break into 2 by 2, sit together and pray for one another, and then listen to what God is going to speak to you. You know who my God as my prayer partner? Can somebody tell me? Sandesh. I got Sandesh as my prayer partner. We together sat. As I was praying for him, and I'll tell you, this is something the Lord revealed to me. I heard the voice of God speaking to me, saying, "Tell Sandesh, he needs to be strong and courageous." This is exactly what I heard. Tell him to be strong and courageous. And I'm going to use him in the coming days. And I told him, right, Sandesh? I told him after. And he was praying for my healing. He said, "Pastor, I prayed that God will heal you completely." And so from that time, after I spoke that thing, my mind always, I was thinking of those two terms, strong and courageous. When you look at strong and courageous, this is what you're reminded of a lion. Who is actually not the biggest or the strongest of the animals in the animal kingdom, but a lion is very courageous. Any animal in the forest, a lion will go and attack because he is strong, but then he is courageous also. And today the voice of God is telling you, each one of you, be strong, be courageous. Why? Look to Joshua chapter 1. 3 times. God is telling his servant Joshua, be strong and of good courage. Verse number 6 he says, be strong and of good courage. Verse number 7 he says, be strong and very courageous. Verse number 9 God says, be strong and of good courage. Belapatilkya, dhairyapatilkya. Many times we are not strong because our strength should come from the Lord. Amen? Amen. That is why it says, when you wait upon the Lord, you will renew your strength. They will fly up like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. But how do you get the strength? By waiting upon the Lord. Yehovengalukku kaathirikkumbol Yehova shakti tharum namakku. Amen? How many of you trust in that? Hallelujah. I can get the strength from God. I want to tell you the context of this passage before I'm going to give you some tips about how we can be strong and courageous. You know this story about Joshua. Do you know who was Joshua? Joshua was a servant of Moses. മോശയുടെ ഒരു സെർവന്റ് ആയിരുന്നു യോശുവ. ഇഫ് യു റീഡ് ദ ബൈബിൾ, ഏർലിയർ ഇൻ ഹിസ് ലൈഫ് ഹി വാസ് കോൾഡ് ഹോസേയ, ദാറ്റ് മീൻസ് സാൽവേഷൻ. ബട്ട് മോസസ് ചേഞ്ച് ഹിസ് നെയിം ടു ജോഷുവ, ആൻഡ് വി ഹാവ് എ ജോഷുവ ഇൻ അവർ ചർച്ച്. ഇറ്റ് സേസ് ദ ജോഷുവ മീൻസ് ദ ലോർഡ് ഗിവ്സ് വിക്ടറി, ദൈവം എനിക്ക് വിജയം തരും. ദാറ്റ് ഇസ് ദ മീനിങ് ഓഫ് ദ വേർഡ് ജോഷുവ. Joshua had a deep trust in God. In Numbers 27:18 he says he was a man in whom the spirit of the God rested upon. When he was a young man, he grew up in the midst of slavery in Egypt. He saw how his people were being oppressed by Egyptians, Pharaoh and the people, how they oppressed them as a slave. And then he saw how God intervened and how God brought supernatural plagues and delivered the people from the Egyptian army by opening up the Red Sea. Children, are you paying attention? He opened up the Red Sea and did a great miracle. Joshua was watching all that. When it came to the Sinai Peninsula, Joshua led the children of Israel as an army commander as they fought against the Amalekites. You read that passage in Exodus chapter 17 verses 8 to 13. And then we see that Joshua was the only person who accompanied Moses as he went up to the mountain to receive the Ten Commandments. He was a servant of Moses who accompanied him up to the very mountain where Moses received the Ten Commandments, and that is written in Exodus chapter 24 verses 13 and 14. After that, it was Joshua who stood watch at the gate, at the tent of the meeting, before the tabernacle was erected. Exodus chapter 33 verse 11. And then we read about Joshua, who was elected from his tribe of Ephraim to be one of the 12 spies who was sent to Israel to spy out the land. And we see that Joshua was only one of the 2 spies along with Caleb who brought a positive report and who was ready to do the will of God and possess the land. We read in the passage of Numbers chapter 14. Verses 26 to 34. You know what happened? He did not die with his generation. The 40 years, his entire generation died in the wilderness. Joshua remained alive with Caleb. And finally, a time came when Joshua was chosen by God to be the leader, to complete the work that Moses had started. But I want you to think about this. How could Joshua fill the shoes of a great man of God like Moses, a man who was skilled in everything, who was a great leader, who was always talking to God? How could he fill the shoes? Who talked to God on a burning bush, who with his rod he changed into a serpent and a serpent back into a rod. Somebody who with his rod opened the Red Sea. Somebody who brought water from the rock. A great man. How could he follow his footsteps? But he found himself to be the leader of a people that God chose, who were murmuring, complaining, backsliding. They said, we want to return back to Egypt. There was a people. He had to lead this people into Israel. He had to lead them to Israel. And now, you see, how did Joshua manage to do this? The question that comes before us is, what does Joshua need to do to fulfill this great task? The answer is that he needs the same things that Moses had. There was nothing different that Joshua had that Moses did not have. God told, as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. Moshe'de oru undayirunna pole thanne njan nindodu koodeyum njan irikkum. I will be with you. He had the same power to do things as Moses had. And he had the ordination from God. So in this chapter, God instructs Joshua three times, be strong and very courageous. Now the question comes to us, how could Joshua be strong and courageous? I will tell you, first of all, what is courage? Courage comes from the conviction that God is never wrong, and He has the power to equip those who He has called. Devam vilichavare shakti eripan samarthanam nammal manasilakkumbol namukku dhairyam irunnu. We need to be courageous, know that God is the one who called me, and He will do the things that He has promised me through His word. He will accomplish it through me. With 3 years, see in this chapter, Joshua chapter 1 verses 1 to 9, there are three reasons why Joshua could have courage. Very quickly I'll tell you. One, because God had called Joshua for that task. He did not go on his own, God called him, so he could have courage. Verses 1 to 6. Number two is that because God had equipped Joshua through His word, that he could have the courage. Verses 7 and 8. And the third thing is that because God would never abandon Joshua, he could have the courage. Verse number 9. Adrian Rogers has said about a man who was bragging that he had cut off the tail of a man-eating lion with his pocket knife. Everybody was so astounded. Wow, what bravery this man. He could, with his pocket knife, he could cut the lion's tail. What a brave man. But upon further questioning, when he was asked how did he cut the tail and not the head, this is how the man replied. Somebody else had already done that. So I went after him and I cut his tail. This is how some of our courage is. Somebody has to do the big thing. We go back and say, oh, I have cut the tail with my pocket knife. Look how great I am. But in fact, it was a dead animal without a head. You know, that is not the way that God says to be courageous. God says you should be strong and courageous, and God is the one who declares, be strong and courageous. And God is telling, dictating to Joshua, how can he do that? I'm going to tell you very quickly, and I'm going to finish here. Four ways how Joshua could be very strong and courageous. If you want to take notes, you can take it down. Number one, you can be strong and courageous when you stand on God's promises. Devathinte vaagdathangal nammal murige pidikkumbol namakku dhairyam shakti kittum. There is no other source of our strength than standing on the promises of God. Devam namakku thanna vaagdathangal nammal murige pidikkanam. We need to remind God, Lord, you told in your word that this is what is happening, and we need to stand on that promise, because when God makes a promise, He will keep it. When God tells us to do something, He will accomplish it. In 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 4, God has given us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these we may be partakers of God's divine nature. Child of God, if you look through the Bible, if you are going through any situation in your life, I will tell you, there is a promise of God connected to that problem. You need to take that promise of God and claim the promise and stand on the promise and be strong as you encounter the difficulty that comes in your path. Devathinte vaagdathangale muruga pidichu nammal dhairyathode nikkumbol devam namakku shakti thannu, we will be able to cross over the problem to do what God is planning for us. But the problem is that many of us are sitting in the promises and not standing on the promises of God. Today let us claim the precious promise of God. Number two, not only do we stand on the precious God promises, we need to sense the presence of God. Devathinte aa oru presence nammal manasilakkanam. We need to know that God is always with us. How could Joshua lead his people? How could he confront the enemy? He could, because God was with Moses. Look at verse number 5. Avadu endo ezhudunnu anjantha vaakyathile. God says, I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Njan ninnodu koodu undu. Oru naalum ninne kai eduthilla. I will not leave you. Dear brothers, this is the promise of God for us today. No matter what you're going through, God says, I will be with you every moment of your life. Unlike some of our friends who leave us when we are in trouble, God says, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. In Matthew 28:20, God says He will be with us even to the end of the age. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 6, and verse number 5, it says, He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. So, as the writer of Hebrews says, we can boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what can man do unto us. Remember, not only God is with us, He is in us also and He will lead us. So, that's the second one, that we need to sense God's presence. Number 3 is that in verse number 7, we see that Joshua is told, you stay your path. Don't go back. You need to go forward. Stay the path. We have to be faithful to the call of God. I'm telling to each and every one of you, don't give up when things go wrong. You need to stand your ground. God has a plan for you. You cannot run away at the slightest danger. I've heard a story of an army general who had a group of very frightened soldiers. And the army general said, okay, I will tell you this. I'm going to toss a coin. If it turns head, we are going to win the battle. So all the soldiers came near. The general, he threw a coin. And lo and behold, it came as heads. They said, oh, we are going to win the battle now. They all went after the general in good courage and they won the battle. It was after the battle that the general said, do you know what? Both the sides of the coins were heads only. He said, both the sides, there was no tails at all. And that's the courage that we need to understand. We need to stay the course. We need to run forward because God is going to give us the victory. Amen? Christ has already got us the victory on the cross. And He will give us the victory every day. And we need to be faithful to our call till the very last day of our life. Faithfulness is the key. 2 Timothy 4:8, it says that if you are faithful to the end, we will receive the crown of life. God is going to bless us if we are faithful. Let me tell you, God blesses faithfulness. He is looking for faithful people. You cannot be a child of God in the church and a child of the devil in your school and your colleges. You have to be faithful to the call of God in your life. Amen? Amen. Compromise will lead to chaos. Distractions will lead to destruction. But faithfulness will lead to fulfillment. Are you faithful to the call of God in your life? And number 4, we need to start the process. Look at verse number 10 and 11. Immediately after Joshua got the word, he said, commanded the officers and said that, prepare yourself. In 3 days, we are going to cross over the Jordan. We are going to go and possess the land. He did not wait after that. He said, let us call for a 21 days of fasting prayer. Let us again think about it. Can we all also ponder? He didn't call a committee and said, oh, what do you guys think? All of you. He didn't take anybody's opinion. He said, let us do it. Start the process. He began the process. Do you know what? He heard the voice of God. He decided to move forward. Let me ask you this. Many times God has spoken to you many things. Are you still sitting in the back? Waiting for something to happen? Are you waiting to hear from God? Let me tell you, God is talking to you. You just need to get up and take action. Do what God wants. Just do it. You don't need an angel of God to come as a shining light and say, son, this is what I want to do. Just listen and follow what God is telling you to do. Because you know what? He who starts a good work, as it says in Philippians 1:6, he will complete it unto the day of Jesus Christ. You know, there are many grounds to cover, many battles to be won. There are many jobs in your life that are still unfinished. But be very strong and courageous to do this. So let me close here. You know, the great Scottish preacher, Robert McChenney, has said once like this, if I could hear Christ praying for me in the next room, I will not fear a million enemies. Yet distance does not make any difference. He is praying for me today. Do you know that Jesus right now is praying for you? How many of you believe that? He is sitting at the right hand of God. He is interceding for you. Day and night, Kartav, Yesu Kristu namakku vendi madhyastham cheyondirikkum pidavinte munpage. He is praying that you will have the courage. That you will have the strength to do the will of God. Devathine hidathinu vendi Kartav namakku vendi prarthichondirikkum. He is mediating for us. God is going to never leave you. You need to be strong and courageous. Just like God was with Joshua every step of the way. God was with Joshua when they marched around the Jericho, the walls of Jericho. God was with Joshua when they crossed the Jordan River. God was with Joshua when he stepped into the promised land. When Joshua charged the leaders of Israel, God was with Joshua when he said, "Me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Let me tell you, as a believer, God is going to be with you wherever you go. This means that whatever you do, let's stand on God's promises today. Today, I want you to make a decision before you leave this place. I'm going to stand on God's promise. I'm not going to be listening to the doctor's report. I'm not going to be listening to the people who tells me that I cannot do it. But I'm going to listen to God, and with His help, I'm going to do it. Amen? Hallelujah. Let us be strong and courageous. Like a lion, you know. Let us know that God is with us. The Lion of the tribe of Judah. He is our commander. He is the one who is leading. We need to be as strong and courageous as the lion is. Wherever God is going to lead you, stand on His word. We have so many reasons to be courageous. Today let us stand boldly on the promise of God. That God has given us through His word. Let's all stand up right now. As we close this session today, I want you all to close your eyes for a moment. Everybody standing. We are going to say about God, who is going to lead us through many pathways. God is the one who brought you to Charlotte. God is the one who has done all these things in the past. And today God is the one who wants to take you forward. Can we stand on the promises of God? Namukku devathinte vaagdathangalile murage pidichonde, can we stand on the promise of God? Can we know that God is the one who is going to take us to great areas of influence? Hallelujah. Let us sing and worship the Lord together.